The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, old film vault.
Old film
vault. Oh, classic film vault.
Top five movies you're ashamed you haven't seen.
Film vault from the vault.
Which is kind of, you know, Logan picked that one because we just did top five movies for like homework a couple weeks ago, so it's similar.
Can I do my intro? This is a regular episode. People are hearing this as it's a regular episode. Welcome to the Film Vault, everyone. That's Anderson. I'm Brian Bishop, your hosts for this classic edition of the Film Vault, a throwback. Top five movies we're ashamed to admit we haven't seen.
I already did that. Why are we doing this?
We're doing this because if you're hearing the sound of our voice, that means Anderson is caring for his
I'm a father.
His recovering wife and newly born child.
I'm a dad.
Little Atticus, congratulations.
I could be at the hospital as these words are spoken.
You could be the hospital. You could be heading the hospital. You could be spending the night in the hospital with a newborn child.
I could be just getting back home with my newborn
also
child.
True.
And God knows what's happening. I might be crying right at this very moment. I hope not. But I have no idea.
I cried quite a bit.
Did you cry quite a bit?
I cried quite a bit. Tears of joy. Mm-hmm. I was overcome with emotion seeing a little Tessa for the first time. Just, you know, the family, I tell you this much. I know we both have pets. You have many, multiple pets.
Right.
I have Charlie. The family feels complete with a little baby.
Okay.
When little Atticus gets there,
said that.
The family's going to feel complete.
Complete, really, Brian?
I don't mean complete like you're done. I mean complete like, oh, now you know, we're making this family for real.
Enjoy top five movies you're ashamed you haven't seen. And also,
I just insult all the people who don't have children?
No. Okay. You're fine. I think if I was listening to this and I didn't have kids and I heard you say that, I'd think, thank God, complete, stop it. I'd be remiss not to say Grouper's the movie.
Is that
I have no idea
going on?
Where it's at right now, but we're winding down. We got a couple weeks left.
I just checked. You're 100% funded as of right
stop
now.
It.
So we're
I don't
good.
Believe
guys,
that's
don't worry
the case.
About, don't worry about the website.
Brian, stop it.
Coming up next, enjoy the top five.
Brian, why would you do that? GrouperstheMovie.com. Help out any way you can. Follow. If you've ever gotten anything out of this here program and you'd like to see Groupers be made, please do check it out. GrouperstheMovie.com. Thank you.
And marvel at the movies that we have. You know, it's funny. This is so many years ago. We've probably seen most of the movies.
How many years ago was it? Do we know? Was it like 3, 4?
It was what, 2000, probably 2010?
Yeah, 2010.
Quick
I'm
math.
Guessing.
Let me think. Of the fall. I care the one. 6 years. It's like 6 years ago or so.
I think it was episode 25 or 26.
In the ensuing 6 years, I've seen most of the films on my list.
Yeah.
I went back and looked, yeah.
Okay. I have no idea. I have no idea. I know that Gandhi was on my fucking list.
That's right.
And I suffered through. I suffered through.
Best All picture right. winner.
Here we go.
Enjoy.
Ashamed.
Yeah, Film Vault. Oh, Anderson.
Yeah,
a little duo there for the Film Vault intro.
So we were talking about Glee, and I got all pumped up.
I realize I haven't done this in a couple of weeks, so I'll reset. That's Anderson. I'm Brian Bishop. We're your hosts.
What have you not done in a couple of weeks?
I haven't said who we are. People tune into the show for the first time every week. I mean, a couple of people.
Uh-huh.
And this week's top five. We do top five every week. Top five this week. Top five movies you're ashamed to admit you haven't seen.
This is it's a lose-lose, Brian.
Well, it's a win for the audience who's going to laugh their asses off, mostly me. I never purported to be a film expert, and this will prove that.
You haven't?
No, I've never said to anyone I'm a film expert. I know a lot about movies. I have a lot of opinions.
I get the sense that you kind of wander about, though, claiming that you know everything about everything.
Just because I have the jacket that's embroidered film expert on the front and in back.
I'm an expert on all things. I'm Brian Bishop. You might notice from my bulbous head that I know lots and lots of things. I went to USC. You know?
I referenced my bulbous head often. It's true.
I went to USC, you know.
Yeah.
Graduate of USC.
First thing I say when I stick out the hand to shake people's hand and meet people, hey, yeah. Brian Bishop, I have a bulbous head and I went to USC.
Oh, you cover your bulbous head with your little cap that
That's
you
right.
got from graduation with a little maroon and gold tassel hanging off the side.
So when we do our notes for the show, Anderson comes in with a few pages of notes, scribbled usually.
Yeah.
I come in with one page, neatly typed, condensed.
Mm.
This week's top five is the first top five in 20-something episodes where I have two pages of notes.
Mm.
This is going to be cathartic.
Hard.
It's going to be embarrassing, perhaps. It's going to be revelatory. It's going to be amusing for all of you.
Here's what I should also warn you, and this is probably not the best way to start off a podcast, but if you're looking to learn something about movies,
this ain't
it's not the episode.
This just ain't the place.
Plenty of episodes where, actually, you know what? You'll probably learn something, because usually we scatter off to one side or the other. We go right. down roads of knowledge.
Well,
right?
Unfortunately for us, I've only seen two movies. I saw Romy and Michelle and Manchurian Candidate back in my freshman year in college.
No, you've seen seven movies.
Yeah, it's true.
You've also seen Optimus Prime do some stuff.
I have seen Transformers.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you saw Mission Impossible.
Yeah, and Kingpin.
Oh, which reminds me, I read a, I didn't read it. The girl and or other people will send me horrible reviews of our show on a regular basis. So even though I try and avoid them, they still get sent to my inbox, or people will find me on Twitter.
Who does that?
Anderson Cowan on Twitter.
What's the or,
on Facebook. Actually, I spend most of my time on MySpace, avoiding everyone. It's Smart. A nice place. It's nice and quiet.
Yeah, I like to go to Friendster also and just get away.
It's kind of like, yeah, Friendster, MySpace. It's kind of like my Hawaii.
Friendster's like my abandoned beach yeah. or my island. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
But somebody sent, it was a recent review of our show on iTunes. And it was...
it recent or is it from week one?
No, it was recent.
Okay.
And week one, I think Giovanni was the very first person to leave a review of our show on iTunes.
And the only one to leave a positive review.
And he didn't write first, which I like. It's so gay. First. I'm the first person here. First.
I only write that ironically if I'm like 10th or 25th.
And then you write first.
Yeah, straight first.
That's funny, Brent. But somebody wrote, their review was titled Listen Impossible. And then they quoted you.
That's clever.
Yeah, it was clever. I liked it. And then they quoted you saying something stupid about Mission Impossible. Because I was in your flick fashion.
Okay.
And you were talking about how if it was a Bond movie, it would be top three Bond movies ever made.
Yeah, I agree with that. I stand by that.
Listen Impossible.
Maybe top five, but
that's right up there with Get It Off!
speaking of saying something stupid, let's you and I, Anderson, do a reenactment really quick of what happened right before the show. I'll be producer Logan, ex-producer Logan, mm-hmm. and you be Anderson.
Logan, I need to do a couple things.
Yeah,
one,
what's that, boss? I'm eager to please.
Show is too long, so I need you to keep us on time.
I agree.
We need to keep it under an hour. So one, needed to keep us on time, make us aware of the time. Two, I need to go back and take out every single stutter. This one right here needs to be taken out. Stutter, stammer, and hum.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
You know that fucker Jim Rome?
No.
What?
Who's Jim Rome?
You know, okay, whatever. You know Jim Rome. He, from what I hear, allegedly, his show's 20 minutes delay, and they take out all the ums and the hums.
No, that's
can you
great,
believe that Jim
hell,
Rome show?
Who the hell is Jim Rome?
You're kidding me.
You're kidding me right now with the Jim Rome. You're making that up, right?
That's you don't know who Jim Rome is?
That's a made-up name?
You're fucking fired before the show even begins, Logan. How the hell do you work in a podcasting station and not know who Jim Rome is?
Logan, seriously. You have no awareness of this man named Jim Rome.
From what I just read on Wikipedia?
I knew it.
Just now.
You act like I listen to sports shows.
He's a huge figure.
He's all over ESPN. Okay, hold on a second.
I don't watch ESPN.
I know you're a hipster, but do you have to wear it on your sleeve? I'm not aware of ESPN. Have you heard of Chris Berman?
I think I'm the only person that works at Ace Broadcasting that doesn't care for sports.
Have you heard of Chris Everett? All right, you know what? In fairness to you, if I could not know of somebody out there, this is not going to make me a whole lot of more fans, but... If I could go back and wipe my brain clean of one person in the entertainment, it would be Jim Rome.
Scott Farrell.
I fucking hate Jim Rome.
Oh,
everything he says, he talks like this all the time. That is totally true. I 100% agree. There's no way that he talks to his wife like that. Yeah. It's a fake persona.
He's like a better, smarter Scott Farrell.
That's a very inside funny joke. He used to actually, when I started working on the Farrell show, Jim Rome used to come with his little wingtips.
Right.
Dressed to the nines.
Sure.
Always dressed to the nines.
Sure.
He didn't even have a job at the time, I don't think, but he was dressed to the nines.
Why isn't anyone dressed to the tens? Outdo those nines.
It's a good
guys.
Point. And he would come and he would watch. He was in awe of Scott Farrell. And then Scott Farrell took a path of addiction, abuse, went south, and Jim Rome has been elevating ever since. A lot of people love that Jim Rome. I don't get it. I dated a girl once who had a cat named Rome.
Really?
Once I learned that
after him,
it wasn't named after after Roman times, I was out.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
All right. So much to get to. I got a playoff beard going, Anderson.
You
do. You, by the way. I'm always jealous of you doing the playoff beard.
Well, it's not just an honor of me because I guess all of your gay little giants are doing it, and they're
of the actual players.
Black.
Yeah, the actual
they all
players.
Have Bruto beards.
Yeah, no, they
it's
have
bizarre.
Like the dye with shoe polish.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
I don't like it.
Anyway,
wouldn't that make them a little high off the polish?
You'd think so. That would explain Brian Wilson's erratic behavior, by the way. Have you seen this guy interviewed?
Brian Wilson, cuckoo singer for the...
No, but not the same guy, but similarly Beach mentally Boys. Impaired.
Listen, I told you not to listen to the show if you want to learn about movies. Here we are, 6.5 in, and not a single mention of a movie.
Okay, I'm sorry. Here we go. We start off every show. By the way, we get to miss movies here with Red Light, Green Light in a second. A segment we do.
Is she allowed
Red
to come
Light,
in? Because
she is allowed.
From what I... We'll talk about that later, but from the emails that I've been getting, it seems like... she wasn't no longer a part of the show.
Yeah, before
much to my dismay.
Before Logan was fired, he attempted to fire her.
Yeah. We'll get into that later.
Uncomfortable.
We'll get into uncomfortable.
But before the uncomfortable confrontations. Flick Fessions. Confess the flicks we saw this week. It was a short week, Anderson, as will next week be. I only saw two movies, but two is pretty good for a short week.
It's pretty good for you.
Yeah. And this top five category this week, top five movies you're ashamed to admit you haven't seen. Mm-hmm. I couldn't find the list we did years ago, but I know these were on it, or I know one was on it and one I would have put on it had I not seen.
Yeah, that list is nowhere to be found.
I was looking high and low for it. We did this topic years ago, and I'm sure I've seen many movies that were on it, and one of them, Toy Story 2. I finally got around to seeing Toy Story 2.
Last week you flicked fast, so you saw Toy Story 1.
That's
so
right.
I have a feeling
I'm going to see them in order.
Not next week necessarily, but...
In a couple weeks. Because Toy Story 3 comes out on DVD in like a couple days, in like a week.
You can be the better judge, Doug Benson, trying to say that all three movies are the exact same. Did you think that one and two were the same?
They were pretty similar. They're pretty similar, but similarly delightful. I mean, they were fine movies, and I enjoyed them.
More of the same.
Yeah, more of the same. More of the same great stuff.
Girl with two great boobs. One, two is better, right?
Thank you. That's like Total
Both
Recall.
Really good things.
Perfect.
The third will be terrible.
So Toy Story 2 was wonderful. Well, I'll explain. This is foreshadowing my list, unfortunately, of the top five movies you're ashamed to admit you haven't seen, but I can finally cross Toy Story 2 off my list. And I saw a movie based off of last week's list. It came up a couple times, both, I think, on our show and from the listener suggestions of movies that made you cry. The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Did you cry?
I didn't cry.
No.
It was a great movie,
really
well done. I realized in retrospect that Julian Schnabel had been nominated for Best Director that year, and it was well-earned because that was a very interestingly directed movie. Like the perspective at the beginning, the limited storytelling.
Ballsy for the first like third of the film almost. Like it was all point of view through a guy who could only see out of one eye and communicated through blinking.
I only wish there was a dub version that I could have seen, but alas, I saw subtitles.
A lot of inside jokes you got going.
I know, all the inside
jokes.
We're rewarding our longtime listeners.
I am completely distracted ever since talking about my stupid joke with the two boobs is better than one, and then thinking of Priscilla Barnes with her three boobs. And what goddamn movie was that? Remember Priscilla Barnes? She played Terry on
the only three boob woman I know is from Total Recall.
Oh, no, she can't. What the hell? So again, you're no help. Who's Jim Rome? Priscilla Barnes. She played Terry on Three's Company, and she had three boobs, and it was really disturbing to me.
Look up Chris Berman, Logan. Anyway, so Diving Bell the Butterfly, fantastic film. Glad I saw it. What if I hadn't seen it? Would have been on this list. I'm glad I saw it.
Yes.
Anderson, your turn. Flick Fashions.
And it's based on a true story, too.
It is based on a true story. The guy was the editor of Elle magazine, it turns out.
He's kind of a womanizer and a player. He had a good time.
Yeah.
But here's
the scene with him talking to his mistress through his wife his mother of his children was crushing.
What's interesting about that movie coming up on last week's episode
Who's Jim Rome?
Is the last time Doug Benson was on for our third episode. He claimed that was the movie that tripped him out the most when he watched it high.
Diving Bell?
I can see that.
Yeah, because he said he got lost in it in the first-person perspective.
Yeah, that would be scary to do that.
Or be fast about it, Anderson.
Real quick,
though, waiting outside
Diving
the window.
Bell. I think that it's kind of funny in that he gets so much praise, that real-life character, for writing a book through only blinking, and they came up with a system where three blinks would mean C. And I think that it's much more impressive that some poor lady had to sit there and watch his goddamn eyes. And yeah, that's the more impressive part of the story than a guy who's actually just being blinking. Anyways, Flick Fashion, I saw a movie called The Hustler, 1961.
Oh.
Ranked number 197 on IMDb. That's right. I've never seen this movie.
And Jackie Gleason plays Minnesota Fats.
It's a movie that I've been meaning to see forever and ever. I finally did. I didn't want to be embarrassed and say that I'd never seen it, so I went out and saw it. It's just a classic. It's very noir. It's very psychological for its time. It
really stands apart from the sequel, Color of Money. Like, it don't even seem like they're from part of the same franchise.
A lot of people forget that Color of Money was even based on this movie.
Right. Loosely based, I would say, almost.
No.
Obviously, the same character and the same subject, but seems like a very different kind of movie to me.
What I found most interesting in my research about this movie after I watched it was the director, Robert Rawson, was actually part of the whole McCarthyism witch hunt.
And he spoke. He named names.
Oh, he named names.
He
in
named
the trial?
57 names so he could continue to work. That
oh
motherfucker.
Oh my God.
And one of the movies that he went on to was able to work on because he didn't get blacklisted because he played ball and he gave up names was The Hustler. And you can actually see a lot of influences, I think, within The Hustler, stretching back to him actually going through the McCarthy trials and having to name names and the ruthlessness of George C. Scott's character, perhaps. But I definitely, the best thing about this movie, though, and the worst, is it starts off so fast, so good. And it starts off with the big match, the big billiards, big pool hall showdown with George with I'm sorry, Jackie Gleason, Minnesota Fats, and Fast Eddie Felsen is like really right off the bat.
Right.
And then there's a whole lot of drinking and depression for 45 minutes, and then they have a rematch. But it would kind of be like Rocky starting off with the big match right off the top. But I'm glad I finally saw it. Wasn't as good as the other movie that I saw, though. The Sting, another classic. 1973. This movie's a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Takes place. I've been watching a lot of Boardwalk Empire. I don't know about you. So I'm kind of obsessed with
that. I haven't seen it yet. Is it any good?
I keep wanting to give up on it. Like halfway through each episode, I declare I'm not going to watch next week. And then it'll suck me back
next
in.
Next thing you know.
It's a whole lot of nothing going on, but it's beautiful. And the characters are starting to grow on me. And it's got the classic. We're talking about Boardwalk Empire now.
Not the
which
Sting.
Is like cinema. It's golden era television where that we got going on right now with that and Dexter and Breaking Bad. I mean, these are great television
programs. What did you think of the music, by the way, for The Sting? Getting back to The Sting.
I liked
classic,
it.
Classic, classic
soundtrack. I liked The Sting's very... What can be said about The Sting? It's really harsh and dark at times, but it keeps that playful style to it. It's just one of the all-time classic greats. It's all about con, and it's like kind of what set the bar for con movies. And you even see like it's like what Guy Ritchie movies have become, but that's kind of what set the standard in the beginning. Great characters all the way through. There's knocking going on. But Paul Newman, Robert Redford, Robert Shaw, and I don't want to spend too much time on that, nor do I want to spend a lot of time on The Wrestler, which I watched once again because Boardwalk Empire I'm obsessed with.
Before we move on, since the last episode, we've gotten a lot of comments on Dear Zachary, and I wanted to know if any of you had an opinion on it. Have any of you seen it?
Oh, people have nominated it for Cry, a movie that made you cry.
Yeah, I've been getting a lot of comments about how we didn't mention it at all.
I never seen it.
It didn't really make me weep. It was really interesting and very upsetting. And I felt for the grandparents, and I don't want to give anything away. It's a great, great story, but maybe I'm just a heartless fucker. It's a documentary.
Yeah, that is true.
I didn't really care that much for the actual guy that was murdered right off the bat. Uh-huh. He kind of, I don't know, he reminded me of a friend I didn't like. It's terrible to say that now that he's dead, but especially what goes on with his child after that. It made me more angry than sad. And you can't. It's really hard to be sad and angry at the same time.
I will see and I will weigh in on this.
Different levels.
Yeah. Someone with a heart will
see
this.
First you get mad and then you get sad. No, it was.
So wait, why did you see The Wrestler as a result of Boardwalk Empire?
It was crushing, because I'm an idiot.
Okay,
which you already know. But as I'm watching Boardwalk Empire, I keep getting taken back to where he takes his daughter out.
Oh yeah, because it's set in the same area.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's where Boardwalk Empire is supposed to take place.
Right.
On the old Atlantic City boardwalk that's kind
of
abandoned
now,
or
7 years ahead of time.
So instead of just watching that scene, I had to watch the whole movie because it's that good.
Fantastic.
I will not apologize for loving The Wrestler.
Please don't apologize.
I'm sorry. I will not apologize.
Red light, green though. Let's squeeze it in here. Come on. Miss Movies is here.
Was anything learned just now? Because that's it. We got Miss Movies. We're going to learn from Miss Movies.
Thank God we're going to learn from Miss Movies.
Waddle in. Looking big. Looking good, though.
Red light, green light is a segment. What's happening, Miss Movies?
Hey.
You
I
are
don't
pregnant.
Know how much you're going to learn, but.
Learn right. A little bit.
Okay.
Let's, so red light, green light, quick summary how it works. We haven't done it in a couple weeks.
Is that how Miss Movies is a teacher? Is that how you open up with your kids each
always,
semester?
Always, every single.
I don't know how much you're gonna learn here this year, kids.
We'll do this anyway.
Are you pulling any of your movies yourself, or are you still having people to send them to you?
You know what? I have at least one on here that I came up with myself. Ooh, I'm sure you can pick it out.
Let's try and do
it. Real quick. Red light, green light. She's going to give us movies that are actually getting made, actually in some form of production or pre-production, and we will decide whether or not they should be red light or green light. We call it red light, green light. First movie is movies.
Actually, it's two.
What?
So you have two to pick out.
Oh, you pick two?
Yes.
Can we go back and do Cowboy Bebop? Because I got a lot of hate for not
paying
enough
that.
Attention.
So thank you.
Cowboy Bebop.
Cowboy Bebop, which is in development. It's a live-action adaptation of the popular anime about a crew of futuristic bounty hunters.
How about them giants, huh, Brian?
Yeah, dude.
Excited.
What happened, Cowboy Bebop?
Oh, here we go.
So anyways, sounds good until you might hear Keanu Reeves is in it, and then you might not appreciate that.
No way.
That is all I
This is Cowboy Bebop?
Yes.
I have no problem with Keanu.
Erwin Stoff.
So wait, is this a franchise? Is this like based off a TV show? How do people? So many people know about this?
I guess it's...
It's huge in the anime world, right?
Exactly.
Hold on a second. Logan,
For
explain to us.
Yeah, Logan should know.
Cowboy Bebop is a very popular anime.
Do they play sports in Cowboy Bebop? Is there any...
I'm not a big anime fan.
Sure. Stop.
I have friends that are anime fans, and they always rave about how good Cowboy Bebop is.
Your friend Mogan.
I hate to say it, but I really know very, very little about anime. As soon as I see it, I get tired. I just immediately get... My brother, huge, huge anime guy. Evangelion or whatever that is.
Evangelion.
Yes. I've been told numerous times that I have to see that.
I prefer dub versions.
It's about Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what? Jim Rome actually is the dubbed voice in the Cowboy Bebop.
I will 100% greenlight
that. He plays Cowboy Bebop.
This is live action.
True. Oh, it's live action?
Oh.
Yeah.
Keanu's going to be playing the title role? Possibly?
Who knows? It's possible.
I have to say, judging from the last anime that was turned into live action.
Oh, you know what?
I'm going to say Speed Racer no.
Yeah, this is one of those things where there's going to be a lot of in-jokes, such to the point that I'm going to be in a crowded theater watching this, and like something will be shown on the screen, and there'll be laughter throughout, and I won't understand what the in-joke is, because it's like an in-joke for the comic book fans. So, red light for me, and I like to be not in on the jokes.
Why don't you just research it and do something about it?
I prefer to do the Logan route and say, I don't know anything about this.
Happen with... Scott Pilgrim, but it did not. So there was a little bit of that, but not a ton.
Right.
But I don't know enough about it. We shouldn't be speaking about this movie, because this is a movie that's dear and near to a lot of people's hearts, and dear, and not to ours. And I apologize for not being an anime nerd. I try to be a nerd in all realms of film.
Don't feel like you have to apologize.
I'm sorry.
Red light for me.
Okay. Mr. Popper's Penguins is the next film. The life of a businessman begins to change after he inherits 6 penguins. Mm. And as he transforms his apartment into a winter wonderland, his professional side starts to unravel.
It's a live action film?
I believe that they are doing it as live action, but it's...
Penguins are goddamn delightful.
They are. Who is in this movie?
I'm assuming that Jim Carrey is going to be playing Mr. Popper.
No. Why would you assume that?
Because his name comes first when you pull
then,
it up.
Then I... Why?
But you love penguins. But you
know.
Henry just made a noise, by the way.
Mark Waters is directing this.
Uh-huh.
Mean Girls. I know you love Mean Girls.
I do love the Mean Girls.
500
However,
Days of Summer.
He won't be directing, because goddamn Jim Carrey, in his giant mouth with 175 teeth in it, as far as I can tell, there's about 175.
Yeah.
Guys like that direct. They don't let the director of Mean Girls direct. They say, sorry,
this is
Mr.
A very
Waters.
Popular children's book.
I'm all in, by the way. Penguins are delightful. If they're actual penguins and not CGI, I'm totally in.
I really hope that Jim Carrey has learned to dial it down a little bit in his older age, and I will find out when I watch the Philip Morris movie where he gets banged in the ass repeatedly, or he bangs
someone
else.
He does banging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Brian's going to get banged in the ass quite a bit today when he admits these classic movies he's never
seen. Yeah, I know. This is embarrassing.
As a teacher, is this the one that you came up with, Miss Movies?
Yes, it is.
Oh!
Hey, Logan, big time.
I forgot we were playing that game.
All right, that's a green for me, buddy.
Red.
What?
Red. I'm just happy to hear. When you talked about Penguin movie, I'm happy to hear that it's not about the gay penguins in the San Francisco Zoo or whatever.
Stop it.
No, they were talking about making a book. I think they did make a book about that.
That was like an episode of Parks and Recreation.
All right, hold on a second. We're way over time. But the good news is...
Parks and Rec, not good.
Full disclosure, we're recording 2 episodes back-to-back today because Anderson is out of town.
Road trip.
Next week's episode... by the way, is a sequel, in a sense, to this episode. We're doing the top 5 movies you're proud to admit you haven't seen. So be excited for that, and we'll bring Miss Movies back for a segment for that show.
But I didn't get to the part where I was going to make Logan feel uncomfortable and ask why he doesn't want Miss Movies to be on the show anymore.
Oh, we'll do that in a couple seconds.
We'll have to tease that for next week.
Yeah, tease that for next week. Because in defiance of Logan's orders, we will have Miss Movies back on the show.
Oh,
anyways,
what's this we?
I picked
you were
both
on Logan's
of those.
Side.
I
oh,
was?
You picked those were both yours?
Yes.
Oh,
Cowboy
Bebop. Spoiler alert.
You'd already picked that, though, and somebody else picked it for you last time,
no,
so that is...
No one picked it for me. I found that myself.
Really?
Bitch.
Follow her on Twitter. She's Miss Movies. Go to her website, Hit or Miss Movies. Thank you for coming in.
I like having pregnant ladies cussing me. What does that mean?
Well, you're in luck. She'll do it again next week.
That was awesome.
Yeah, good time. So, coming up next on this episode, Top 5 Movies You're Ashamed to Admit You Haven't Seen.
Embarrassed.
From prophetic messages, secret passages, guide you home the way you left me there.
Yeah, Archive Film Vault. Yeah, hope you guys are enjoying this archived film vault. Hopefully I flick fest some good movies
and hopefully have a good top five coming up. This is normally where the Amazon read would go, and I'd read you all the interesting and notable purchases on Amazon.com, the banner on AndersonandBrian.com, but we're recording this episode out of order because Anderson has had his little boy. Little Atticus is with us now in the world. Congratulations, Anderson, and congratulations to Jillian. I know you guys are going to be great parents. And thanks you guys for clicking through our Amazon click-through banner on AndersonandBrian.com. I feel like we have some new listeners who maybe just don't know that there's a banner. If you're going to do shopping on Amazon, there's a banner on our site, and all you got to do is click there first. It's going to take you to Amazon, and it gives us like a few, like a percent of what you buy on the back end, and it costs you nothing. It's absolutely free for you, just costs you a click, and it's a way to support the show without dipping into your own wallet. And thanks to everyone who's buying... baby gifts for Anderson, which you should, or Halloween costumes. It's that time of year. Thank you guys for clicking through. We appreciate it. And we'll come back with a long list of movies and stuff next week. And until then, oh, groupersthemovie.com. Of course, I should mention that. I'm sure Anderson mentioned it once or twice in our little wraparounds there, but hit up groupersthemovie.com to support Anderson in his crowdfunding effort. And like I said, until next week, thanks in advance. Back to the show. Good stuff. Is that a cover of Cannonball? No, it's not. But it's a very reminiscent of the Breeders. Hey, welcome back to the Film Vault. Top five times. Top five movies you're ashamed to admit. If you haven't seen Anderson, you're going to be very surprised. I've got a few movies to mention.
Have you ever seen Cannonball Run?
No.
No.
But I'm not ashamed to admit it.
Oh, why not?
I get the idea.
It's a classic.
I've seen parts of it.
Right. This is going to be tough for both you and I for two completely different reasons, which continues our, I don't even want to call it shtick, because I mean, you and I are just very, very different.
We're genuinely different.
Yeah.
Real quick, you want to give a shout out to our feature artist of the week?
Oh, yeah, I do. Thank you, by the way, Logan. Jeez. Logan, keep us on track. Logan, you're rehired for that. Feature artist, Johnson's Basement. I'm reading the notes here. They wrote, produced, and recorded a song. Is that one song a day for a year? It's on song a day for a year.
The guy who, well, look at the solo project it is, wrote, produced, and recorded one song a day for a year.
Yeah, the screen says on song a day, but I'm smart enough to tell the difference.
I wonder if he had like good days and bad days. Some days he just worked 14 hours and he made a shit song. Other days, like five minutes and he had made like Stairway to Heaven. The song was actually longer than it took him to write.
Cool. So Johnson Basement wrote, produced, and recorded one song a day for a year.
You know what that tells me? Drugs.
Link to downloads all songs free. You can check that out on our feature artist page. Should we just go to acefilmvault.com and they can find it there?
That's exactly where they can find it.
Cool. So go to acefilmvault.com and check out the feature artist section, and you can download all the songs for free.
I think the only thing that I've done every single day for a year at any given point in my life is probably pee. I'm sure that I've peed every single day.
Yeah.
In a year. But anything else? Oh, I'm breathed.
Have you eaten every single day?
No, I fast. There's days often.
Really?
Especially, yeah, before.
For Ramadan?
Into like the drugs that were cheap and bad for you.
That's a good point. All right. How
speed
did you
is an
find,
evil, evil drug.
Before
kids,
we get into this,
it.
Realize this actually won't be a very long episode because we can't really talk about these movies too much.
Embarrassed. Yeah, so what I was saying before we were rudely interrupted by business that Logan, you're fired. And you're hired, our producer, I was saying that you're going to be embarrassed because there's going to be some really good quality movies that you've never seen before. Right. That it's going to be like, oh my God, Brian, you host a podcast. Oh, this is our very scary Halloween episode, I should say, too. Right?
You should be scared of the fact that we don't know these films.
Yeah, it is. That's good. That's good, right. Good twist.
You should be scared of the fact that you're listening to two guys who have not seen all these. And by the way, I don't think a lot of film podcasts, if there are other film podcasts, I have no idea. I don't think a lot of film podcasts would be so upfront. Yeah, upfront with the movies they haven't seen. This is sort of a dirty little secret in the film community, right? The movies that people don't see. I never reported myself. I don't think you did either to be film experts.
No.
We're film lovers. We love talking about movies. We have opinions.
I mean, I'm a step above. Hey, man, I'm just a guy who likes movies, I like to get a big bucket of popcorn. Just, you know, let my mind be taken somewhere else.
Yeah.
I'm not that guy. No. I respect movies a lot. I love the fuck out of them. I see a lot of them.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here and try and say that I'm an expert. There's always Doug Benson probably has quicker recall on movies than I do, and he's a stoner.
I'd like to think also, as I was thinking on the list, if this was my full-time job, if I was a film reviewer, you know what I mean? I would devote a lot more time to seeing every single movie I'd ever wanted to see. But alas, for the last few years of my life, I have had mostly a full-time job, so getting around to seeing
every movie is a little challenging. Alas, that's hence why we have this list.
Two things. One, don't say alas anymore, please.
Okay, sorry. Alas was the wrong word.
And two, I do see movies, so it's my job. But I've always done that because I love movies.
Right.
I love them.
Yeah.
And I'm a little OCD. And if I see one movie by a certain director, I have to see a bunch.
See more.
That being said, I don't really have any huge hit you over the head. I can't believe I've never seen that.
Really?
I really think all the people that follow me on Twitter, because I use that as a tool, and I'll send out, you know, what are your saddest movies that you've seen? We're doing top five saddest movies, tear jerkers.
Sure.
This week I said, what are some movies that you would be shocked that I'd never seen? I thank all of you who replied to me.
That's a strange thing to tweet out, by the way. I saw you tweet that out. How are people supposed to predict what you haven't seen?
Well, Solar Babies. I've never heard of that. I've never seen it. Everything else, though, I have seen. I've seen Goodfellas. Thank you. what else?
But there would be some. That's why it's hard, Anderson. People
New York
predict.
Minute. New York Minute. I have not seen with Dr. Drew in it.
Oh,
I've
sure.
seen. I've seen the end part.
But again, the key word, Anderson, ashamed. Movies you're ashamed to admit you haven't seen. You can't put that on the list of ashamed.
That's true. Well, if people who listen to this podcast on a regular basis would be shocked that I had not seen it, I think that can kind of equate to a shame. But I did see the end of New York Minute, which some of the worst filmmaking I've ever seen.
Sure.
Speaking of our crack Twitter followers, I put out the tweet for the listener top five this week, which, you know, wasn't a good idea just because the list is so subjective.
It's weird, yeah.
But I put out for both movies you're ashamed that you to admit you haven't seen and movies you're proud to say you haven't
which
seen.
Which is next week.
Yeah, and the majority of the people did not specify which movie goes to which which topic.
But you can't give them two different things at
yeah,
once.
Logan.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, I guess they can handle it. But
you're fired again.
Vulgar's another movie. Bethany Rance asked me if I'd seen, or she told me that I could
all
borrow her copy.
No one cares
copy.
About this, Anderson.
I've seen Vulgar. I didn't like it.
Let's go to our top five. Top five time. Top five movies you're ashamed to admit, Anderson, yeah. you haven't seen.
Number Backdoor Sluts 9. I own that.
Okay, number five for you.
Thank you, Drew Lewis, for that.
Number five for you.
Number five for me. We did this a long time ago, Brian, and I know that this movie is on the list, and it's
you haven't seen it in
190 minutes long. It stars one of my favorite actors, Sir Ben Kingsley.
Oh.
But I have not seen Gandhi.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed to admit.
It's going to come up, by the way. You made a great point the last time we did this. Some movies just seem like work.
It feels like homework.
Yeah, it feels like homework.
And I hate to admit it. I bet it's a fine film. I don't know much about Gandhi. I would like to know more about him. I bet I would learn through the work of Sir Ben Kingsley. But 190 minutes, and I'm the kind of guy that watches lots, like Das Boot. I watched the entire 5-hour miniseries, stitched together episode, which made a very, very long movie. However, Gandhi, just something about a man preaching peace for 190 minutes. I would almost rather watch The Guru, The Love Guru.
Wow.
I'm not going to go that far and say that. Ben Kingsley also in The Love Guru. Weird. But, yeah, I'm going to say Gandhi. I'm number five for me. Gandhi, I'm embarrassed to admit. You ever seen that picture of Gandhi walking with the Nazis, smiling?
No.
Good picture.
I saw the Penn & Teller episode of Bullshit, which, by the way, is a fantastic show.
Good show. I've seen it
twice. Did you see the episode where they did with Gandhi and Mother Teresa? We're not such great people?
No.
That was a funny episode. They were talking about how Gandhi was like kind of a jerk, and he had like a bunch of
Because he hung out with Nazis?
Whatever it was, I don't think the Nazi thing ever came up, but he had a lot of mistresses. He was apparently a jerk to like some of his people. I don't know.
Mistresses. Well, he's the love guru.
Apparently.
I was a huge fan of a band called Killing Joke. The Killing Joke, Brian, growing up. And the cover of their album had Gandhi with a bunch of Nazis.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
All right. Top five time for me. You're going to find this hard to believe, Anderson, but I actually had a lot of movies from my list.
This is fun. I feel like I'm on a roller coaster right now, and I'm going towards the top, and I'm hanging on for the fun part.
It's only
going
to get better.
Here
because
we go.
My movies, again, the only top five I've ever had where I had two pages of notes.
How do you have notes
and
on movies,
movies
you've never
seen?
How do you have notes?
It's two pages of list.
It's going to be excuses, isn't it?
Here's what I did.
Yeah.
I had so many movies that I had to mention because it's coming clean time.
Wow. You're going to come full circle.
It's like sodium pentothal. Okay. Did I say that right? Sodium pentothal? This is like...
No one
knows
what that is.
That's the truth-telling whatever.
Okay.
Anyway, I grouped my Anderson.
Sodium and salt.
So number five isn't just one movie. It's a group of movies. Actually, it's two. Two tied for number five. And I called this group number five Best Picture Winners.
All right.
Since 1985, there have been two Best Picture winners.
95 or 85?
85.
Okay.
Two Best Picture winners I have not seen.
Only two?
Only two.
That's not bad.
I thought it was actually going to be more than that, but it was only two.
That's not bad.
The Last Emperor, 1987, Bernardo Bertolucci.
Uh-huh.
And Crash, 2005.
Fantastic director.
I had Crash on my house on Netflix for like 3 months, and I'd just been diagnosed with cancer, and I just didn't want to see anything depressing. You know what I mean? I just didn't want to be...
fucking guy using cancer as an excuse all the time.
I just didn't want to see a depressing movie, and everyone kept telling me, oh, it's good, but it's heavy, man. It's just depressing. It's sad.
It's depressing because the lengths they expect you to go to forgive them and the ridiculousness of how small a town L.A. really is.
Sure.
And the amount of coincidences that occur to make the story fit together. That's what's depressing to me.
Yeah, it just was too daunting. So I sent it back without even watching it.
You live in LA your entire life. You don't see the same person twice your entire life, let alone the same week. And
I was just thinking, by the way, apropos of that. Huh? How about apropos? Just apropos of that. I've never once in my life, since I've been in LA for 10 years or whatever it's been, run into someone from my high school. And granted, my high school's in Northern California.
Maybe you have. They just didn't recognize you.
I have a pretty good memory. I think I would recognize someone if I saw someone from high school. And never have.
Okay.
So strange. So, yeah, LA is a big town. Anyway, back to my number five tie, Crash and the Last Emperor.
I'm such a dick. You were, like, agreeing with me and strengthening my point, and I started to...
you went the other way. It's like totally validating what you said. You're like, nah, going the other way on this one.
We're
going
to rip right through this. I love it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that was the number five.
All right.
All right. Number four for you.
True Grit. The original True Grit.
Oh, I was about to say, that movie's not even out yet.
The original True Grit with John Wayne is like a legendary staple movie. People refer to it all the time. I don't think I'll even love it that much, but it's like a movie that I should have seen, considering I try and see every goddamn movie out there.
And now that there's a is it a remake, by the way?
Yeah, so now there's a very long wait from my internet rental provider. Sure. But good news is it shipped today.
Ooh!
I was going to try and see it before the show even began, kind of like I did with The Hustler. Awesome. But shipped today. And you know what? I know I'm going to seem like a total jackass here for naming five movies that most people haven't seen or a lot of people haven't seen.
Yeah, seriously, Anderson.
But I don't know what to tell you, man. There's not a ton of movies out. Now I almost put Out of Africa on the list for the same reason
you
did.
That was a Best Picture winner.
I know, but
now that you've seen Sin City, you can't even put that on your list.
Well, that would have been Proud because I was banning that movie. I banned it and I lifted the ban and I'm glad I did because it was the first part was good.
Tune in next week, by the way, to hear the top five movies we're proud to admit we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, True Grit, John Wayne classic. We'll be doing that on an upcoming Flick Fessions. But everyone wants to watch it. But Logan, do you want to see it before the Coen Brothers big Christmas movie this year?
I would like to see it before it comes out, but I don't think I'll be missing out if I don't because, you know, the Coen Brothers, it's a Coen Brothers adaptation,
yeah,
which means it's
going
to be very different from the original.
They'll take it down Coen Lane.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Mm-hmm. Number four for me.
Wow. We're running out of show quick.
Not for long, Anderson. This is a 12-way tie. Under category life to call. Okay, here's the thing. You know how in a car you'll have a blind spot?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? You, no matter which way you kind of, you have to really crane your head, but if you just a glance, you can't see past it in some cars, older cars usually.
Uh-huh. So you're saying you're the Stevie Wonder driver?
I have a blind spot. In movies, it's called animated films.
Oh,
I went so long. I addressed this on a previous episode. I went so long thinking like animated films are kids' movies,
for
man.
Children,
I don't want
dude.
To say kids' movies. I want to say cool movies.
Yeah,
I don't want to see movies that are for kids.
Give me a steak, a whiskey, and a good adult movie.
Which means I missed out on A Bug's Life,
uh-huh.
Ants, uh-huh. Monsters Inc.
Wait. Let's do this, and I'll tell you what's good and bad.
Okay, sorry. A Bug's Life and
good.
Ants came out the same year.
Need to see A Bug's Life. Ants. That's the one with Woody Allen. Right. Yeah, miss it.
Monsters, Inc.?
Monsters, Inc. Probably the weakest Pixar movie made, but I love it. Still great, but not great.
Happy Feet.
Didn't see it.
Spirited Away.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's fantastic and awesome.
The similarly and confusingly titled Spirit Stallion and the Similar.
No, that's horrible. Why would you see that?
I don't know. It was
not meant for like chunky girl who rides horses.
It was not meant for best feature.
A lot of gay
animation.
People are in the Academy animation department where they get to vote.
Ice Age.
My Nazi friend loves it.
The Triplets of Belleville.
Oh Christ! It's totally pretentious.
James and the Giant Peach.
If you're a Tim Burton devotee, you will love it.
Same with The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes.
Coraline.
Yes.
And
Coraline's awesome.
And it's actually I have that on DVD right now in my home.
Enjoy.
And by the way,
it's depressing though, Brian. You have cancer. Careful.
Oh really?
No, it's trippy, bro.
And what about the original, the forebearer of all these, nominated for Best Picture in 1991, Beauty and the Beast?
You never saw it?
No.
Why wouldn't you see Beauty and the Beast?
Because it's nominated for Best Picture.
No, why wouldn't you see it?
Oh, why wouldn't you see it?
Yeah.
It's 1991. I was wanting to be cool. I wanted to be like Terminator 2.
Beauty and the Beast is classic Disney. If you're gonna see Pinocchio and Dumbo and all those, it's right up there with the old Snow White. It's up there. You got
a 12-way tie for me for number four. I apologize to all
cartoons.
The animated film lovers. I just never can put that as a priority. You know what it's like? It's like this. I consider myself a little bit of a trivia expert.
Yeah.
However,
he beat the geeks, kids.
However,
he beat the geeks.
TV is my blind spot. If someone asks me a TV trivia question, I'm like, dude, you fucking got me. And it could be an easy one, too.
Who plays Dexter?
Hall? What's his name?
He's a fellow cancer survivor. You should know this. Michael C. Hall.
Yeah, Hall. Yeah, exactly. But I'm not sharp when it comes to TV trivia. This is my TV trivia of movies. I just don't know animated films that well. I'm sorry. Never made it a priority in my life. Many of these I will see. I went to my queue. By the way, we talked about how we came up with our list. I went to my queue and said, why am I ashamed that I haven't seen yet? And a lot of these were on there.
How'd you like The Incredibles?
I loved it.
Okay.
That was a great movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I liked The Incredibles.
How'd you like Dumbo?
Well, I saw it when I was a child.
How'd you like Bambi?
I saw it when I was a child.
Okay.
I liked him. Nice. Yeah. But I recently made it a priority to my life with Toy Story, Toy Story 2, The Incredibles I saw like 6 months ago. So I'm making my way through these animated films.
And they're delightful, aren't
they? They are wonderful.
Delightful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
I only just saw The Lion King a couple years ago, by the way. You were upset at me because The Lion King was on my last list. We did a top five movies we were ashamed to admit
we
haven't seen.
Did you cry when you saw it?
No, I'm just a grown-ass man.
You still haven't seen it then? You can't really experience that movie unless you're crying as he's falling.
All right.
Yeah.
Good times. Wait, who fell? All right, number three. Wait, are we going number three? Want to take a break?
Let's take a break.
All right, break time.
Break.
We'll break time back, for us. We're coming back.
Our top three.
Top three movies we're ashamed to admit we haven't seen. Anderson, you're going to find this hard to believe. I have more than three movies on my list.
That is shocking to me, Brian.
Coming up next. New sponsor this week, you guys. When they came to us with Hint Water, they're like, "Yo, you guys into sparkling water, into all natural sparkling soda?" And we're like, "Kinda, yeah." But you know who really is? Both of our wives, Christy, crushes sparkling water. Like she goes through multiple cans a day. Those big old bottles. She crushes. Probably drinking one literally as I speak in the other room. And Jillian, I know, does too, because Anderson mentioned, he's like, my wife just goes through that stuff like there's no tomorrow. And we looked into Hint Water, and it is some good stuff. It's all naturally infused, fresh fruit infused flavored water. If you're into all the fancy stuff, all the stuff you get at the grocery store, give Hint Water a try. They have all the flavors, everything from watermelon and cucumber to kiwi strawberry, mango, grapefruit, no sugar, no chemicals, just great tasting, all natural fruit flavored water. They're going to send us a palette of this stuff, and I will get the I'll get the thumbs up or down from Christy, so you guys will have the official word. I myself don't drink a ton of it, but I'm on board. If Christy says it's like gives her a stamp of approval, you know it's good stuff. So right now, get a single variety pack shipped directly to your door, including three bottles each of Hint's four most popular flavors. And what are their four most popular flavors? Pineapple, watermelon, crisp apple, and blackberry. Normally $24, for only $15 at drinkhint.com/TFE. That's drink HINT. Like you get the hint? drinkhint.com/TFE. drinkhint.com/TFE. DraftKings, you guys. DraftKings. DraftKings is one day or one week, if it's football, fantasy sports. If you guys are doing traditional fantasy sports, you know that it can be a bit of a grind. If you're listening this week and you play fantasy football, you know that LeSean McCoy is out. Oh, my God, I got the list. Doug Martin's out. So many injuries to running backs, especially. Ben Roethlisberger. Like, imagine you had all three of those guys on your team at the beginning of the year. You're thinking, hey, it's shaped up to be a pretty great year. And now your team is in shambles. You're scrounging the waiver wire. Don't do it. Play one day or one week fantasy sports on DraftKings. I was actually invited to play in a contest this week by iMucci. iMucci is his or her username. And I did all right. I finished fourth in the league. It was a multi-team league, and I finished fourth. The top two got paid, so I did not get paid. I was really sunk by Ryan Matthews and Michael Crabtree. Not good draft picks. Neither was Jeremy Curley, for that matter. Tried to get some value at Jeremy Curley, but I did have some good picks. Picked up Jonathan Stewart, Odell Beckham, as well as Le'Veon Bell, all of which scored. Le'Veon, maybe not so much, but Odell Beckham and Jonathan Stewart had huge days. So some good picks by me. I really like playing the DraftKings. If you guys want to challenge me, I'm Bald Brian on DraftKings. And yeah, send me your challenges. I will accept the ones that I find intriguing. And don't wait. Hurry to DraftKings.com and save your season. Set up your league today. Your friends will thank you. Enter promo code TFV and play for free with your first deposit. Yeah, TFV. You play for free at DraftKings.com. DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See website for details.
Said I got just what you need.
Yeah, welcome back to Film Vault. Thank you to Johnson's Basement for the trippy music. If you want to check out their music for free, go to acefilmvault.com. Look for their feature artist of the week section. You can download all their songs for free. Apparently, they did one song a day for a year.
Dude wrote one song, produced and recorded one song a day for a year.
That's pretty impressive.
And he has it organized where he has the best, his opinion of the best 21 of those 365 at the top. So you, yeah,
he was the top 21.
He has his favorite 21 of the 365 songs.
Brian, we should start doing that. We should start doing top 21.
Top 21?
Instead of top 5.
Out of what?
And we're just going to do like a 6-hour podcast every week.
You had the idea once awesome. To just list movies.
Yeah, yeah, because I am my taste is so impeccable, and I have such great cinematic views and taste. I was going to write down all my favorite movies and enough so that it would last an hour of me just reading them off. And people would just listen with bated breath, hoping that like one of their favorite movies would be read off my list.
You know what Netflix is good for, by the way?
Don't say Netflix.
Sorry, you know what?
It's a dirty word.
You know what one of our favorites...
call it Fuckflix.
F it. You know what they're good
Ooh,
for?
Ooh, is there a porn site called... I mean, a porn renting site called Fuckflix? Because there should be.
There should be.
Let's... GoDaddy.com. Let's get that. Fuckflix.com. Nice.
You know what's good for is you rate the movies, and I spend a lot of time rating movies, and that way when you're like, oh, what is a good movie that made me cry? You can go back and look at your like 5-star and 4-star movies and be like, oh yeah, that's a good one.
Yes.
So it lists your favorite movies for you.
Okay, that's great. Why are we giving them plugs?
I'm just telling you.
I've already said that I have a better relationship, and they know me better than I even know myself.
That's true.
That's true. That rating system, the algorithms that they use is something to behold.
How did you come up with your list this week, Anderson? Tough
I went through...
You're ashamed to admit you haven't seen.
Well, because I'm a dork and a nerd. Mm-hmm. I went through and I watched every single... the AFI 100, top 100 list. Mm-hmm. I made sure I watched that a few years ago.
Right.
Throughout the year, I watched classics, many of which I can't even remember watching because they weren't that great because a lot of old people make those lists.
Sure.
Then I went more recently on the top 250 rated IMDb movies of all time. And there's a lot of anime movies on there that I don't know if I'll ever get around to watching.
Sure.
Christ. No, anime and kung fu, is it just that I'm racist towards Asians?
That's probably a lot of
it. Are you offended by this, Logan? Is it? Do you take offense that I don't like kung fu movies or anime movies?
I'm right there with you.
Cool.
Half of Logan is really upset at you right now.
He's got a lot of internal strife.
That's right.
A lot of internal strife. But so I looked up that, and it's just there's some movies that have been in my queue that I keep pushing down for because I don't want to, because they feel like work.
Sure.
However, number this
three,
one coming up.
Number three for you.
Number three for me. I already did True Grit.
Number three.
Embarrassed
number
to
three,
say that.
Number three.
Number five was Gandhi for me. Number three. This one could actually go either way. It could be on next week's Most Proud to admit that I've never seen.
Sure.
A lot of people, this is probably the most highly referenced, one of the most highly referenced comedies of all time.
Okay.
I may break down and see it one day.
Okay.
I banned it, but I'm also ashamed that I banned it.
Blazing Saddles.
No, I've seen that. This is Spinal Tap.
Oh, you never saw because you hate
And I even
Reiner.
Get all the references. I even know the record. You know, we had it on 11. It was louder than 10. It was on 11.
That's right.
They didn't have Southern accents.
Sure.
They're
recall. British.
But this is a movie that I should see. I need to see. I need to stop with my Rob Reiner band.
Yeah.
For this one, I have seen lots of chunks, pieces. But I know that it's just going to suck because I know how stubborn I am. I'm going to sit there and watch it and just go, no, not funny.
That was a contender, by the way, for me for top 5 most overrated. And by the way, I can see the ghost of Sandy Ganz right now saying, no way, dude, that's hilarious. No, but I'm saying I can see his spirit coming in right now because in my mind, Sandy Ganz loved this movie. By the way, Sandy Ganz is one of the producers here of the AS Network, in case you're not sure.
It's like a movie that older dudes like to say, dude, that's fucking rock and roll, man. It's just summed up, you know?
I think people who went to the movie Drunk or High when it came out, the first year it came out in the theater, can see it would be really, really funny, but doesn't hold up. Does not hold up, not funny. Like a lot of comedies of the era, doesn't hold up.
So I saw that documentary that came out last year, Anvil. I saw that twice now. Does that count as seeing This is Spinal Tap once? Can I get
And the formula for Spinal Tap, very influential, the mockumentary, but has since been eclipsed by any number of movies.
Yeah, it's going to be like all those Christopher Guest movies.
Yeah, 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 totally.
Okay, then I'm going to
hate
it.
He's in Spinal Tap.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So this is probably where he learned how to make...
The germ of the idea probably came out here.
Waiting for Guffman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think those movies are a little bit overrated. I'm going to take a lot of heat. I thought I loved them too.
No, you're right.
My brother kind of said no, and he was explaining to me why he hates them so much, and I hate them, but he rubbed off on me a little bit. I'm like, you know what? I see what he's saying. I see what he's talking about. Too self-aware.
Yeah, this one's too in love with itself.
I do
like a lot of things Rob Reiner does.
I love Larry Miller, though, whenever he's in a scene in any of these Christopher
Guest movies. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, I'll lay him in independently of all that. Yeah.
Best in show.
Of course. All right.
Go. Number three. I want to laugh some more.
Number three for me.
Logan's very bored.
A three-way tie.
Yeah.
I call this category at number three, foreign language films. Mostly because I can't find dubbed versions. If I've never seen, you ready for this?
Just for those who maybe missed it, but Brian doesn't watch foreign language. Oh my God. That should just be your number one.
No, I do. Of course I do.
Five. You don't watch foreign language films unless they're dubbed.
Of course I do. That's ridiculous.
Unless they're dubbed.
The one I happened to get that was dubbed.
Old boy.
I liked. And I liked the dubbed versions. Mm-hmm. I'll see a subtitle version, no problem.
Okay.
But these three, Let the Right One In from 2008. Only because okay. You guys talk about it so much and you guys love it. I'm not
really
that
ashamed
of
having seen it. Yeah, you should have watched it by now. That's like me saying Hoop Dreams because you always talk about
old.
It. Throw me the rock, bitch!
And from 2006, Letters from Iwo Jima, Clint Eastwood's movie. I actually never got around to seeing it. That's on my queue, as is Das Boot.
Das Boot.
And actually, I think that's actually coming to me. I think it's actually in transit right now.
There's like a nice little short three-hour version. That's really, really good. I mean, you'll be amazed, and I can almost guarantee they're going to love this movie. You'll love the characters, and I don't even feel like I can oversell it because it's not. You're going to the way that it's told, right. And it's just you're going to definitely glom on.
Well, I think I've seen all of Wolfgang Petersen's English language movies. Pedersen, and
that's payback because you always correct me whenever I say Petersen. You fuck.
Wolfgang. I've seen maybe all of his English language movies, and I pretty much to a certain degree liked them all.
In the Line
of
Fire.
For example, In the Line of Fire, I love named Mitch Booth Leary as one of my top five villains of all time.
Perfect Storm, though.
Perfect Storm was above average.
I didn't need to get on that boat.
Yeah, it was above average. Anyway, but as I said, to varying degrees, enjoyed all of his movies. I think I'm going to like Das Boot. I have every intention of seeing Das Boot. Please don't hate me for not seeing it yet. I will get around to seeing it.
It's just so impressive that you could care so much for German soldiers speaking the German language on a submarine trying to kill Americans.
So actually, they can keep killing Jews.
That's not even what the story's about. But right. You
ultimately.
All right, my number two. This is very personal. I can almost guarantee that the vast majority of people listening to this podcast have also never seen this movie.
Okay.
However, I fancy myself.
You are fancy.
A purveyor.
purveyor.
I fancy myself
a peddler.
A huge supporter.
Proponent,
thank you, of one David Lynch.
Ooh.
I love this man, and I proclaim numerous times that anything comes out with, I will go see.
I can't imagine.
Miss.
I can't imagine David Lynch movie you haven't seen.
He's hit and miss, and so I don't love all his movies. I recently realized that Lost Highway is not as great as I had made it out to be.
All right.
However, Wild at Heart stands up as one of my all-time favorites.
All right.
Frank Booth is one of the greatest characters ever made from Blue Velvet. And Wild at Heart.
Mulholland Drive has one of the all-time great sex scenes.
Yes, yeah, so he makes Elephant Man last week was on my tearjerker.
It made you cry.
However, I missed it while it was out in the theaters, this Inland Empire. It's 3.5 hours long. From all accounts, it's shot handheld.
Right.
Throughout most of the film, it's handheld with on video. It sounds like I've been told that it's a giant stroke fest. I love David Lynch. I have not. It's sitting there on my queue. It's ready instantly whenever I want to watch it at home. And every single time, I find other things. I was watching midget porn the other day. Instead of this
thinking
movie,
in the back of your mind, I could be watching Inland Empire.
It feels like David Lynch, though. It's like
ironically,
if I'm going to rub one out to porn, it's like an homage to David Lynch.
Ironically,
if it's midget porn,
something probably shot in the Inland Empire.
Right. Yeah. It could have been.
It may have been.
I will get around, but how can I call myself a David Lynch fan if I've never seen
I was just thinking
Inland
that. You're an avowed fan.
I know. So that's why it's really embarrassing to admit that I've never seen his
Finally,
most recent
a movie you're legitimately
work.
Ashamed to admit.
And I've like watched all his little shorts on his Dumb Land and I was just yesterday I watched The Grandmother and The Alphabet, his two shorts from the 60s, which are very creepy and for some hard to get through.
And here you are admitting.
Logan, were you going to say something about this? No. You're just sitting.
Good.
He's just trying to not look bored by sitting eager on the edge of a seat eagerly.
Yeah. Logan's like painting his eyelids wide open.
I've had a pretty long day.
Yeah. So have I.
It's only getting longer.
No, Logan, it's payback for all those years of hearing Corolla do the same joke, and I would sit there and just stare at him. And I do the same thing with Drew all the time, too. It's like, yes, Drew, you can tell that she was molested when she was 6. That's fantastic. I'm not going to give it to you anymore. And this is payback now because Logan sometimes looks distracted.
Yeah, he does.
And I'm highly sensitive to that.
Hey, Logan apparently got into Cal State Long Beach today. Is that true?
Yeah, I guess all the Cal State systems got a bunch of money in the new budget, and so they're going back. Oh, they're going back through all the people they rejected, but should have been let in.
You got rejected from there?
Yeah, I'm not going to go to Cal State Long Beach because I'm already pretty comfortable at Fullerton. But
were you applying for a transfer?
No, they went through all the people they rejected, but
like last year
because of because they didn't have the money to let them in, right. And now they're going back and letting them in for the spring.
Gotcha.
I thought all you needed to do was prove that you were had a heartbeat.
Not in this day and age.
Yeah,
yeah, it's hard to get into school.
Logan
now.
Didn't have a heartbeat.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't get. Is that a joke?
No,
is
that's why he didn't get in.
We
it's not funny, Anderson.
Logan's dead.
He
not
was
nice man.
Briefly,
let's go.
All right, good time. Summer. So I've been grouping
Inland
mine.
Empire. That was pretty tough, right?
Yeah, I've been grouping mine, by the way. Best picture winner.
Did you like Inland
five.
Empire? Did you like it?
I think I saw that movie. There it is. I'm not ashamed to admit it. Animated films are number four. Foreign language films are number three. Number two. This is tough. This is
Wait,
tough.
Just to recap, what were your foreign language films again? It was Let the Right One In.
Das Boot.
And Das Boot.
Letters from Iwo Jima.
And Letters.
Which is not a foreign film, but a foreign language film.
Yes.
And number two. Is again much like animated films, much like an atrophied muscle, you know, something you don't use. I've just not explored a lot of Anderson.
Yeah,
I've just not explored a lot of westerns.
People reaching out to me,
and so I've not seen any
True Grit.
I've not seen True Grit.
Oh, are you gonna say any of the spaghetti westerns? Right
yeah,
now?
I'm saying
blow my mind.
And
no.
The Dollars trilogy.
What?
Fistful of Dollars for a few dollars more. The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. You just startled my dog.
This
by the
is
way.
The this is the, you pig fucker.
Yeah.
How could you do a?
Can I throw the Wild Bunch in there? I'm sorry. I will see these. I just haven't gotten around to seeing them yet. Anderson, I've seen Transformers 10 times. I've got to see it at least double digits each time.
You're not going to like them anymore. I think you've passed the point where you could like them because you've heard too much about them. They're going to be overhyped, and they are long and drawn out.
And I've seen, you know how you're familiar with Spinal Tap? I'm familiar with these movies because my roommate was like taught a class at USC on these movies. So
right.
he's like the opposite end of the spectrum. He like is an outlier
he's a,
for
the Italian films, right?
Not just that, but he's an outlier for these movies in specific. Like,
you know
he knows
what, though?
Everything about them.
There's some of the worst dubbing I've ever seen, and there's no.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's.
Oh.
From what I could, I don't remember ever having a choice while
they're
watching this.
They're dubbed.
There's a lot of dubbing because he speaks English, but a lot of the other actors are speaking Italian.
Logan, log on Netflix for me.
Pretty sure that every time I've seen any of those, they've been dubbed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I will get around to seeing these. Please forgive
Hang
me.
High.
This is a horrible admission for me.
All right. Let's get this done with.
Okay.
Yeah?
Number one.
My number one.
Number one. Top of the list.
Now, this is kind of a cop-out.
What?
I couldn't think of any big, giant one. It's like...
Human Centipede.
I waste so much time watching movies that I see all the big.
Okay.
All right. I'm very sensitive of being considered racist.
Oh no.
I've gone into depth about my idea of racism and how since I think racism is funny a lot of the time, that makes me not a racist, right?
Right. Sure.
But a lot of people see that as racist. But my whole thing is like, if I didn't think it was funny, then I would be a racist. I'd be like, what's funny about that? That's true. It's true. Anyways.
Yeah. That's like people say it's not rude if it's true. It's
right.
not mean if it's true. It's like, well, yeah, it can be mean and true.
But when it...
Not pertaining to racism, just pertaining to anything in general.
It's seen that I'm not racist, seeing that I love movies.
Yep.
Love to see all different directors.
Sure.
And I'm open to say that Spike Lee is one of the most overrated directors.
Sure.
Because he's black, he gets a lot of accolades. I really do believe that.
That I agree with that 100%. He's also a horrible person.
Yes, terrible, yeah. Terrible, awful person.
Yeah.
However, none of that has anything to do with the fact that I've never seen a single Tyler Perry movie.
Oh, no.
And they're like the highest grossing movies, especially per capita when you do the percentages. Like his movies cost the least and make the most. He has a giant fucking audience out there. He's considered like one of the most influential filmmakers out there.
Right.
Everything I've read about, everything net or that internet movie database that
right.
I rate movies on
yeah.
tells me I will hate these movies. Everything I've seen. Do you realize that they used to just do like stage performances and set up a tripod pretty much and that was the fucking movie?
Right.
And they would show it in theaters and hordes of people would show up.
But I can't believe you're ashamed of me.
I feel like I should have at least checked it out or looked
yeah.
at one.
So that when you hate on them, you can say like, hey, I've seen these pieces.
It's like I haven't even recognized them as movies.
Right.
And it makes me feel horrible and racist and I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed.
Right.
I almost didn't even admit this. It's hard.
It's hard to look yourself in the mirror and say this.
Especially being a black man. It's really hard.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
let my own people down.
Yeah. Again, are you going to see any Tyler Perry movies? Are there any in your queue?
There's not even any in my queue. I just realized.
Anderson.
Diaries of an Angry Black Woman. I need to see that. That's what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Why'd you become black when you said that? He's like, yeah.
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 Logan, have you seen a single Tyler Perry movie?
I have not.
Are you ashamed?
You're racist, too.
No, man. I... it's not for me. It has they have the
how do you
Tyler
know?
Perry, the Tyler Perry movies have their audiences.
Oh.
I'm annoyed with the previews, so I don't think I'd like to sit through a whole movie.
I want to go watch one in a Magic Johnson theater.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be a good time.
But I feel like if I'm gonna be talking about movies here on this podcast weekly, I should at least know what he's made. But you know what? I probably shouldn't because I'm just gonna talk about how awful they are. And the only reason why they're popular is because they're about black themes, and then I'll sound racist. So I won't ever watch them. So I will never say that. Wait a minute! I just said that. Cut that out.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Apropos to what you're just saying, be that as it may, I just they had a couple of nominees. Also, Rans. Before I get to number one, Precious. Although it only came out last year, so I still have time to see.
Not that good.
DVD. I heard it was pretty intense.
Some of the worst filmmaking I've seen.
And Do the Right Thing.
She's
never
great.
Saw Do the Right Thing.
Do the Right Thing is.
I've hated every other Spike Lee movie I've not seen.
That are so, these on your list?
Yeah. No, these are also Rans. These are ones, but they are black directors. So I felt it apropos.
Yes, you said that. That apropos. Here.
However, group number one.
You know, I bet some people would, if they met you, they thought you were French. Because that's all you said. One French word over
apropos
and over.
Apropos is Greek, I think.
It's French.
The new phrase Brian's saying that they're, or not, it's not something he's just now saying, but the new one that they're annoyed with is him saying good times.
Oh, that's the old one. That goes old
yeah,
school.
That's, I've actually trying to work that out of the routine.
Yeah, when he used to say good times all the time, I was.
Someone started counting on our
comments. Really?
Very hurt by
bad
it.
Bad times.
Yes. Yeah. Not to make yourself conscious, Brian, but. Bad times, the good times.
Okay, so number one.
Nothing.
Group number one. This is more personal.
How big is this group? Because we have 5 minutes.
Three movies. Mm. And I call them movies Anderson loves. I'm ashamed because you bring this up often. And you bring them up often and you love them.
And do I look at you like knowingly and you
yeah.
look back at me
and
knowingly?
Like,
yeah, like
I
you're
give you a nod
it?
And I'm like, how do I tell Anderson I haven't seen this? I look at him like, yeah, buddy. Yeah, whatever you say. Whoa, White Squall is awesome. Never seen White Squall.
It's too late for you now.
Now, when you go on and on about Midnight Run. Haven't seen Midnight Run.
Well, I knew that.
And it's painful when you express your love
so great.
For 8 Men Out. And I can't get on board.
Wait a minute. You what? Stood up to me on sports, on top five sports movies.
I've
said,
seen half of 8 Men
John
Out.
John Sayles, 8 Men Out? I'm not going to give you that. That's not a good movie.
No,
it's not as good.
I've seen 4 Men Out. I've seen half of 8 Men Out. So okay, that's a little bit of a cheat, but I haven't seen any of White Squall. I haven't seen any of Midnight Run. Even though you lent me the VHS of Midnight Run back,
I was
probably in a landfill somewhere. Back when we watched VHSs,
do yourself a favor. It's really, really funny. At the three, watch that one. White Squall.
And I love Ridley Scott, and I can't believe it's almost like a subtle FU to you.
It's a good movie. It's not great. I give it more credit than it's due because it's kind of like a running thing on here. It's Dead Sailor Society. We're sure. talking about White Squall. Really good movie. Kind of a forgotten Ridley Scott movie. But of those three that you mentioned, for sure, the one that you really should just sit back and enjoy. Little De Niro and Gordon. Yeah. Grodin.
I kind of want to see it too, but every time I do, I think of you, and then I get rageful.
Speaking of your 4 Men Out, and we'll end with this. I might as well just go ahead and say it. There's a movie called Gone with the Wind.
Right.
A little movie called Gone with the Wind.
No interest?
I've seen Gone with the Wind.
The highest grossing movie of all time adjusted for inflation?
Actually, no, I've not seen Gone with the Wind. I've seen Wind with the Gone because here's how goddamn stupid I am.
You watched the VHS backwards.
I watched the DVDs backwards.
Nice.
About 5 years ago. And it was hard to tell because the overtures and
VHS,
everything. And I didn't, yeah, it was VHS. Yeah. When it happened. No, it might have been
they
DVD.
They were the two-pack.
Might have been DVD. I think it was DVD. It's that long.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's DVD.
You have to flip it over?
I don't remember, either but
way,
all I know is
I
watched Win with the Gone.
I did that with Gladiator.
Did you? And how did you find, because I didn't know until I put in the second disc and the opening credits, and I'm like, oh my God. And then she was younger, and like, and Tara hadn't burned down yet. So, I mean, I'd seen the entire thing, but it was not in the right order.
Well, I was in middle school, so all I wanted to see was heads getting chopped off.
Yeah, you did.
So you did it on purpose?
No, all the good scenes are in the first half of the movie, but... I didn't know that
you're talking about Gone with the Wind.
To watch one before the other. It was
all the heads being cut off.
There's
Gone with the Wind. Yes.
Heads being cut off. Gone
Frankly,
with the Wind.
My dear, I don't give a
DVD
goddamn
was,
about your headless.
Yeah, DVD was a new media at the time, and it was hard. I didn't know which side to play first.
Nice.
Well, that does it.
That's it.
I purged.
Oh God, I feel cathartic. I admitted the movies. I was most ashamed to admit.
You got like a year's worth of viewing there.
I know.
And
I really do kind of want to see every one of them. That was my criteria. I want to see every one of these movies. If there was a movie I hadn't seen that was considered great, but I don't have any desire to see it, you know what I'm saying? I didn't put it on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And believe me, there were a lot of those.
Well, I have a feeling that four of my top five will be coming up in Flick Fashions here in the near future. I'll be getting to some of these movies. I'm not sure that the Tyler Perry Or the Inland Empire, for that matter, is going to be. Because I don't want to hate David Lynch. Yeah. I enjoy liking him.
You like him so much. So thank you to Johnson's Basement for providing the music. If you want to send us top five ideas like this one, this is a great, well, the next one, I should say, top five movies you're proud to admit you've never seen, tweet us at Film Vault, excuse me, The Film Vault. You can tweet us. Or go to our website, acefilmvault.com. Logan put up a very convenient email link form you can fill out and send to us. Email us by clicking the button at the top of our website. And until next time,
doing it for Van Gogh. All right, there you go.
That was a great classic episode.
Doing raps, as they say. We're rapping it. Can you doing raps.
Can you believe how much our show has improved?
Has it? Has it really?
Significantly.
Has it?
I don't know. I don't listen.
You know why we did this? It's because I didn't want to abandon my boy. I didn't want to abandon my child.
I've abandoned my child.
I have not.
You know what I forgot about before I just listened to that?
What's
that? A Pregnant Miss Movies was on that episode.
Wow. That's unfair.
Mm-hmm. Really? So that's how long ago it was. Let's see. Her child is now, I have no idea.
First pregnancy.
We'll have to ask her.
I was going
to
say, how old's the kid now? I don't know.
Somewhere between 4 and 8.
Hey, everybody, thanks for listening to a classic episode. Hey, if you're listening, if you're still hearing this part, that means you're an actual real listener. Hardcore, I think a lot of people probably realized it was an old episode. And they're like, all right, next. But we really appreciate you guys for still listening.
We do. Hope you enjoyed. We'll be back
next
something
week.
New next week.
Fresh episode. I think I know what it's going to be.
What's that?
I think we talked about it.
Oh, we did.
Inept fathers.
Well, it depends on this could be 2 weeks here. What if she's late? What if Jillian's late?
Top five inept fathers, Brian.
What if Jillian's late? That'll be before this.
Perhaps. All right.
Okay. Either way, enjoy next week's episode, guys, and until then.
Groupers of Movie Dog. Who we do it for, Vendor?